Запуск!
Two Russian soldiers are deploying a killer or kamikaze drone. Russia's defense ministry says that they destroyed an American howitzer on one of the battlefields of Ukraine. The footage comes as Kiev says Russian forces used weaponized drones and ground and air-fired missiles and rocket launchers to bomb the east and south of the country. The attacks since Thursday focus on provinces of Ukraine that Russia has annexed but doesn't fully control. Besides causing casualties, there were also widespread building damage and power outages. Ukrainian authorities say Russia concentrated most of its offensive operations in Ukraine's industrial east, focusing on the cities and towns such as Bakhmut and Liman, Avdiivka and Marinka in the Donetsk region. At least a handful of civilians were killed, but Russia's defense ministry reported inflicting dozens of casualties on Ukrainian troops, although those claims could not be independently verified. Attacks were also reported in Ukraine's partially occupied Kherson province over the last 24 hours. Kiev said that among those injured were a 10-year-old girl, a 3-year-old boy, and a 30-year-old woman. People have been warned not to gather in large groups this Easter, when authorities expect Russia to continue attacks. However, despite the strikes, Britain's defense ministry says Russia's campaign to break down Ukraine's unified energy system within the past winter period has highly likely failed. It claims that Ukraine's energy situation will likely improve with the arrival of warmer weather. And as clashes continue, Russia faces mounting international pressure. Russia lost elections to three United Nations bodies this week. The country was overwhelmingly defeated by Romania for a seat on the Commission on the Status of Women, which is part of the 54-member UN Economic and Social Council. Russia also lost to Estonia to be a member of the executive board of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. And it was defeated by Armenia and the Czech Republic in secret ballot votes for membership in the Commission on Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.